The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our a'mal are accepted insha'Allah, that our du'as are heard and our hajat are granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insha'Allah. It's hard to imagine that we've come very close to the end of this month already. We had been discussing or have been discussing du'a 44 of Sahifa. And this is the dua to welcome the month. And today I want to take one final lesson that the Imam talks about at the end of this dua. And it's a lesson that honestly we've talked about quite frequently during the month of Ramadan, but just is kind of beautiful that the Imam mentions it again, so it kind of cements this idea. And this is the Imam says, Allahumma shhanhu bi ibadatina iyyak. That, O Allah, fill this month, make this month filled with our worship to you. وَزَيِّنْ أَوْقَاتَهُ بِطَاعَتِنَا. And adorn its times with our obedience towards you. وَعِنَّا فِي نَهَارِهِ عَلَىٰ سِيَامِهِ وَفِي لَيْلَتِي عَلَىٰ الصَّلَاةِ وَتَذَرُّعِ إِلَيْكَ. And help us during the daytime so that we can fast, and it's nighttime so that we can pray and beg towards you. And it continues and it talks about the need that provide us humility and all of these things, you know. The Imam alayhi salam is teaching us a valuable lesson here. And this is something that we talked about many times, but subhanAllah, it comes up quite beautifully here. That the amazing things that you and I have been able to accomplish in this month, right? And to be quite honest, there's no other way to put it, but it's quite amazing. You know, I think sometimes we just take it for granted. You know, in fact, everything that we do is from Allah, and that's what the Imam teaches us. The Imam says, "What? Ya Allah, give me the strength to fast in this month. Ya Allah, give me the strength to be obedient to you in this month. Ya Allah, give me the strength to pray to you at night in this month." Subhanallah, the message the Imam alayhi salam is giving us is that go to God for everything. Yeah, things that we may think that we are the ones who are accomplishing it. Remove ourselves from the equation. It's Allah who is great, not we who are great. Yeah. And so the first thing that we have to do is, number one, we have to be grateful of how great God is. And we don't even need many reminders, but sometimes reminders are beneficial. We have to appreciate and be grateful that Allah is indeed Akbar. Yeah, Akbar not in the sense that He is greater than something else, but He is too great to be even described. Yeah, that's how great He is. And if we develop that awe of God, you know, I think one of the things that has escaped us is to be in awe of God. You know, we're in awe of things that we see once in a while. If we see an eclipse, we're in awe, you know. If we see something ice storm, we become in awe. But man, we should be in awe of Allah all the time. All the time, because He is that great. He is that beautiful, right? And so number one, we need to be grateful. And number two, on top of that, we need to learn to accept His help. You know, that we can't do anything alone. Alone, nothing. Nothing is possible. And so accept the help of Allah. And the way we accept the help of Allah is by seeking the help of Allah. Right? And so no matter what we do, even if it's very simple, say, Ya Allah, I need you right now. Right? You wake up, Ya Allah, I need you. Yeah? You get out of bed, Ya Allah, I need you. You go towards the bathroom, Ya. And it's not something you have to verbally repeat. Maybe in the beginning we do, right? But eventually it becomes a mindset. Right? And once it becomes a mindset, then you and God are never separated. You're together forever. Right? And that's what we're trying to get to. Where Allah is with us, but I need to accept that God is with me. And I need to accept that I need His help. And so that's one of the points that Imam alayhi salam talks about what we are able to accomplish in this month. But more so than that, you know, what Allah is, or additionally to that, what the Imam alayhi salam is telling us is that through the help of God, God is showing us that we have the potential of doing great things outside the month of Ramadan too. Right? Like we do great things in this month, fantastic things. But then it's almost like we close the chapter and say, see you next year, you know? No, it doesn't have to be. We can continue some of this momentum, not fasting, I'm not asking you to fast, yeah? But some of this momentum, we can continue outside this month. And this is what the Imam teaches us in the last part of this dua, right? The Imam says, Allahumma waj'alna fi sa'iri shuhuri wal ayyam kadhalik. Yeah? That Allah make us the same in obedience, in worship, in seeking your help for all of the months that come after this, the way I was in the month of Ramadan. Yeah? That's the dua of the Imam. Yeah? Ma ammartana waj'alna min ibadika salihin. And make us outside the month. Now his dua is outside the month of Ramadan. And he makes this dua when? At the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, right? To show us something very important. That the month of Ramadan's goal is to make us better believers the rest of time. Not to make us, subhanallah, great believers in the month of Ramadan. We're all great believers in the month of Ramadan, yeah? All the dishdashas come out in the month of Ramadan, yeah? All the topis come out in the month of Ramadan. All the tasbihs come out in the month of Ramadan. Let's continue that after. Let's externally and internally become better servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's important for us to, there's two things for us to want here, you know. If we want this change, right? And the Imam says you should want this change. But there are two things that are important. Number one, you know, we must desire the change, right? So a lot of us, you know, not a lot of us, maybe there are some of us who can't wait for the month of Ramadan to end, not because it's a bad month, but there are things that they do outside the month of Ramadan that they miss not doing in the month of Ramadan. You know what I mean? So they just say, you know what, like, I really like this month, but I kind of can't wait to go back to what I was doing before, right? Sometimes it could be just a simple thing like a cup of coffee. I can't wait to have my cup of coffee in the morning. That's not so bad. But in the desire for that cup of chai or coffee, I'm waiting for the month to finish. That's not nice. Right? That's not nice. Some of us have bigger vices that we're like, you know what, I can't wait, so I can just go back to it. No, you must desire for the mercy of this month to continue. Not the fasting, yeah? Like I think we get lost in the fasting a lot, you know? The fasting is a corollary of the greatness of this month. We talked about this in the first sermon, if you remember, that fasting had been ordained in this month just to make this month unique. Yeah? Because if Allah had said this month is great, but there was no difference between this month and other months, we wouldn't have accepted the greatness of this month. But Allah changed things up. He says, now don't eat or drink. And now we're like, oh, it's a great month. You know? Because our idea has changed. Right? And so similarly, we must desire for it. We must desire to continue a positive lifestyle outside the month of Ramadan. And so this requires for us to think, what can I carry forward? Right? What acts can I bring forward? And inshallah, some of these things we'll talk about during the Eid khutbah, but that's part of it. There has to be a desire. And so the rest of this week, you know, what I would highly suggest, you try and do, and inshallah I'll try and do, that look at our life during the month of Ramadan and just try to see what can I carry forward from it in a doable way, yeah? In a doable way, whether it is a little bit of Quran, a little bit of dua, a little bit of sadaqah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, something that I say I want to carry this momentum forward. And maybe if there is something that I'm doing outside that I shouldn't be doing, then I say that, okay, I'm going to remove this because I saw that for 30 days I didn't do it. So I don't need to do it. Yeah? If you are listening to music, I know you didn't listen to it in the month of Ramadan. I know you didn't, because you'd be too guilty to do it in this month. Baba, you did it for 30 days. Don't go forward. Don't start it again. Don't start it again. It's not necessary, right? And so bring about these changes. We must desire for it. That's number one. And number two, we must plan for it, right? We must plan for it. And so planning is one of the most beautiful things that we can do. And so we plan that how are we going to make this change? What are we going to add into our lives? And the most important thing, you know, if you live in an environment of a family, whether it's a spouse, whether it's parents, whether it's, you know, make a collective plan. You know, because if in a household you have five people going in different directions, you're not going anywhere. Yeah? But if you say, you know what, together, let's do one thing together, all of us. Yeah? This was successful for us during the month of Ramadan. Let's do this collectively. Inshallah, you will see that God will add even more barakah because you are now working as an ummah together. Because God loves those who work together, right? So these things, inshallah, carry it forward. Let's appreciate the last few days that we have, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala add tremendous barakah in all of our lives, inshallah.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, ya Habib, Ramadan, Ramadan, ain't that good?